At age 17, Mark Lemley witnessed a near-death experience that altered his outlook on life. It was a car accident that put his best friend into a coma. Mark told Nashville poet Megan Leanne about the incident as part of our podcast, Versify. WPLN's Joshua Moore has the story.
Mark Lemley was a quiet teenager when he moved to California, and it was there, at church, that he met a rambunctious kid named Ryan. They did just about everything together and became incredibly close. Which is why Mark remembers exactly where he was on the day that Ryan nearly died.
Ryan and his brother Darren were not wearing seatbelts, were in the back seat, and were thrown out of the car.
Oh my gosh.
Ryan hit his head, had a severe traumatic brain injury. And at that point, they were really saying, this is probably it. This is probably, we're going to keep him alive, but we don't know if there's brain activity. We don't know if he's going to bounce back at all.
Over the next few months, Ryan made incremental improvements. He opened his eyes and started breathing on his own. And to celebrate some of those developmental milestones, his family threw him a party at the hospital.
We had a cake and he smiled. That was another kind of moment of, okay, this is, he's in there and he's coming back. So coming out of this process, it became apparent, you know, he's not going to be able to play music anymore. No, he's not going to be able to do some of the athletic stuff that he could do before. And his memory was damaged.
Though his life was dramatically altered, Ryan saw his recovery largely in positive terms, but not Mark.
He was already at that point on this trajectory of, this is my testimony. I was saved from this accident on the side of the road. This is the day God saved me. And I think for me, it's harder. It's, why does this kind of thing happen?
Do you mind if I ask, did this affect your religious beliefs at all?
Up to that point, it was very easy to believe and accept and say, of course God is taking care of me. Of course God has a plan for me. And when this accident happened, that kept me secure. I think the further I've gotten from it, it's not something I just accept anymore.
After Mark left, poet Megan Leanne composed his poem in about an hour. It's in a numbered form, both to give a sense of time passing and to help parse the heaviness of it all.
It's called Insider's Guide to Prayer. 1. When the latch snaps, the golden back of the minivan jaw sprawled open. Bodies leak into the West Coast streets. Do not search the sky for some spattering of helicopter wings. He is, too, at Bakersfield. See him sing a machine psalm, palm to palm, weep as frequently as needed, as a mother breathing for 2. Your friend, 3. Will live on your tongue, every spasm of your lungs, shouting questions into pillows, staircases up to the church. 4. Walk them often. Remember, your legs, grateful, able to take a punch in the back of the knees every time you say, Ryan, please. 5. Come home. Believe he will. Believe this concert of injuries that tried to lullaby him to sleep will not hold a thumb as heavy as relentless grief, and God does listen. 6. Even if you don't, even if you stack all your doubt in the mouth of a Bible, beg it to speak. 7. Louder still is the mystery, how Ryan came home. The slowest swollen walks to the telephone for a voice he finally remembers. Yours, still on the other end, crying, my friend, 8. Why has the sky not fallen? Why do clarinets blare in my ears when I watch you struggling to hold on to your lunch tray, your chopsticks, a kiss? Keep asking, 9. For answers, keep dialing the number to his house. He doesn't live there anymore, and you, too, must move on. 10. To the beginning. And he smiled, and he smiled, and he smiled.
It's amazing to hear so much of that story in there. I think it's a story I'm afraid of telling sometimes. What if I don't deserve to tell it? What if I hurt somebody? But hearing this back, I I hear my story.
What Megan's poem highlights is how Mark's choice to carry those questions for all of these years could never have been motivated by a sense of self-interest, but rather, it's evidence of a radical empathy and love. For WPLN News, I'm Joshua Moore.
The full Versify episode called Insider's Guide to Prayer includes Megan talking about an unlikely personal connection to Ryan's story. Listen to the show at podcasts.wpln.org.